Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover with DP. Jay. What's up, Jay?
What's happening?
You having some issues with the headphones over there? Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear in the left ear.
Okay, all right, good. Good deal.
It's like a torture chamber up in here, man.
What? Torture? What are you talking about?
That's what they used to do back in the day. Only let you hear out of one ear, drop a little drop from like two stories on you, see how long you could handle it.
Play music super loud.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Over and over, same song.
What song would you choose for that? could you survive that?
It figures that it only works in the left ear because you only got your left ear covered. Seems like part of your deal.
DP is on the scene?
Yes, DP is here.
How's it going, DP?
I wanted to see what it felt like to be Jay Foreman and walk in.
Yeah, walk in late.
I needed to know what that was like.
Yeah. How'd that feel?
Yeah, how did it feel?
How'd that feel?
I understand now.
Yeah. It's a power.
I understand.
It's a power vibe.
It's sort of a power move.
Yeah, I understand. I don't have the presence, but you know, at least I understand.
Yeah, Jay has some presence when he walks in.
Yeah, that's what that
is. He always has something on his mind.
Well, I think he's that linebacker thing. He's looking for somebody to hit.
It's usually me. Here comes a slot receiver over the middle, and boom, up again.
Yeah, he turned the corner. He's like, well, "Who's the little lamb?"
Right.
Somebody's got to pay for me getting up this early.
Yeah,
this
it's me. News of yesterday in the NFL, Sean Payton steps down after 16 seasons with the Saints. People think he might be back coaching as soon as, you know, 2 years from now. Do you think he's done? Do you think he's going to be a broadcaster? Was there a reason he stepped down? Was it the cap space situation in New Orleans? What do you think is the situation with Sean Payton?
Why are you laughing, DP?
DP probably knows exactly what happened, but can you share with us?
He shredded that organization.
weirdly odd, successful, like out of nowhere, like coaching career. I mean, there's not too many coaches that were like had drug dealers up in their office and then it still like survived.
Had?
Well, I mean.
What are we talking? Okay, now hold on. Yeah, Jake, where's this going?
You didn't know it. Yeah, I mean, but you know, all jokes aside, I think it's probably ran its course. I think it's for him. You know, coaches like that need to look at their legacy. Probably look at, like, there's no quarterback there. Drew Brees is gone. Kind of was doing really good things with Jameis. And then they just, for whatever reason, they keep re-upping that joker from BYU.
Taysom Hill.
And they're tied to him, which then obviously messes up their salary cap. And it's probably a good time for him because I'd be very surprised if he'll probably go in the booth for a year. And I'm sure he'll be Dallas's Cowboys coach at some point in time within a year.
What do you think about that,
I mean, if he goes anywhere else, I'd be very, very surprised.
They're $74 million over the cap, I believe.
He why did that play?
$74 million over the cap.
I want to hear DP say that.
Why? To throw money around and then just throw all potential future talent, like they won't be able to draft their way through it. They won't be able to go through free agency and pay because they're deep red.
Yeah, they're going to have to trade a lot of really, really good players in their prime. You're talking about DeMario Davis is grossly underpaid.
He's a stud.
And they'll probably have to trade him. Cam Jordan is still an all-pro player. The defensive tackle, he's number 93. He has kind of a weird last name, him. They have numerous DBs, both Williams guys. I mean, that's just on defense. And then you got to think offense. You got the – well, up until this year, it was Hopkins and Thomas was the best – receivers. He was out all last year.
Like Thomas was.
He's going to be wanting a new contract at some point in time. And then you got a quarterback that's getting paid top quarterback money, and he's garbage.
This isn't a good look for Sean Payton.
Alvin Kamara,
by the way.
No, it's a good. It's a good look for him.
Well,
I mean, he's a great coach.
He's paid.
He's a great coach.
This is the part where you have to separate his personal situation and his professional legacy.
Okay.
Like, his personal situation is he's paid. He's got money. He's got a Super Bowl.
Yep. He won a ring.
Successfully. He's a great coach.
He was married to – well, I think this is the thing. He's got a little bit of the Belichick thing happening. Well, I won with Drew Brees, but I only won one title with Drew Brees. Some will say that's not enough for the talent he had in New Orleans.
And the regular seasons.
Right?
I think that falls more on Drew Brees.
But how much does it fall on Sean Payton, what's happened, the mess that they're in right now?
That's the GM.
He was the GM.
The GM.
That's what I'm trying to get at here.
He was the GM.
It's a part. I mean, if you know how New Orleans does, that it's a part. I mean, he's definitely a part of it because – he's in there, and they're doing salary cap. I mean, I don't know who decided to give Taysom Hill three contracts. That's who's at fault.
And they're not telling.
And that's what really set this team salary cap wise in a bad situation. But professionally, he's a successful coach. I'll give it to him. He's obviously been humbled a couple times. I mean, you got to think with Bounty Gate. That falls on his feet.
He had to miss a whole season, right?
He was suspended a whole season.
He was suspended a whole year.
He doesn't care.
And it didn't. Yeah. No one ever cared.
They were the Raiders of the deep New Orleans South, where things are different down there.
Yeah.
And they were playing by a different set of rules.
I mean, think about it. He literally said nothing. He took the year off. Was like, bye, and left them to swim. Like, hey,
I'll be back next year. Here you go, Joe Vitt. Good luck.
When I'm done, like I'm not. I'm not a Sean Payton fan.
As a coach, I'm a fan. All the other stuff is kind of. I think now I think he's gotten better as a person because I know him a little bit as a person. You know what I mean? He was wild. He was wild when it was the wild, wild west, but it was down in New Orleans, and they were taking it to the umpteenth degree. I think he got humbled a couple times. I think they thought they were above the law because they were doing some things down there.
That part.
They were doing, but here's the thing. It wasn't just him. The owner was involved. I'm not going to call him Mr. Benson. Benson was involved with it too. Yeah. So he was getting runway from the head guy that was paying his bills. So why would he,
this is actually fascinating.
But I think that it takes a humbling. Well, he's had a couple of them. I don't think he was humbled by Bounty Gate. I don't think he was either. I think Bounty Gate magnified their egos, and then they got brought down with the losses and stuff like that. And I think the league was against them a little bit with some of the, you could say, because the call against the Rams,
a couple years ago.
Then you had some stuff. And then I think as these last couple years, as he probably was envisioning this happening, I think he's actually changed a little bit. But there's definitely some eyesores on that phenomenal resume.
Is he a Hall of Fame?
Depends on what he does in this next thing.
right?
But I could get him in there now, because here's what's happened. He's changed at the end. Everybody's going to focus on what he's done this last like quarter of that, say, 16 years. You know, he's more open with the media. You get what I'm saying? He's going to be phenomenal on TV when he goes, say, like, I'm predicting Dallas. He'll have success there, right? Now I don't know if it'd be a Super Bowl.
Oh, I look.
But then he'll just roll up in there.
My skin is happy at the thought of media when Sean Payton goes next to Jerry and Dallas. Oh,
why do you like that?
Oh, chaos.
Do you think it's chaos?
Just
no. Or are you concerned about it?
No, Jerry's going to be too old to kind of
want
to
watch. I need them on TV every day.
It'll be 4 years just like Parcells.
Do we got time for a hard shift here? I want to ask them. Okay. I want to ask old school about something. It's interesting. It cropped up last night. And I'm not – this is not simple making a mountain out of a molehill. I'm asking. I'm not judging. I'm just interested in this picture that presented itself to me last night. Social media. Casey Thompson, the Texas transfer quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, photos circulated on social media of him at a restaurant with all the big linemen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's probably $700 tab. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I like it. I like the picture. Now, what I ask you guys is this. What's Logan Smothers think when he sees that? Does it matter to you?
I need to get a job.
Yeah, maybe that'll motivate him some, but I mean, look, man, listen here.
What? Go ahead.
This is
high level football. Yeah. Nobody cares about your feelings right now.
If you want the job,
go take the job. There's no guarantee, but he's a guy that knows how to lead. What you need to focus on is a guy that knows how to lead.
Okay.
And Casey, I'm going to tell you, he's humble enough to do the things you need to win. And
Casey Thompson or Logan?
Well, they both are. Yeah. I'll tell you that. I was very impressed by Logan getting thrown into the fire at last game of the season. High pressure game, you know what I mean, against Iowa. Yeah. And pressure for him, mm-hmm. kind of like a dress rehearsal or you're trying out for your job.
Not only for here, but anywhere, and see if
what people have been seeing at practice is for real, and you're playing against a team that's been a thorn in your side. But, you know, one of the biggest problems is Nebraska's football player leadership of last year weren't humble enough to win. You get what I'm saying?
Kind of. No.
You have to be humble to win. That means you can't do what's cool. That means you got to be humble enough to do the little things to win. That means you got to be humble enough to be around in the offseason. That means you got to be humble enough to hear some conversations about how you've been playing for, say, like 3 or 4 years, or how you've been going about your business, and not walk out of that, out of this room and say, Sipple, the head coach, doesn't know what he's talking about. DP, the quarterback coach, doesn't know what he's talking about. Jay Foreman, the O-line coach and D coordinator, don't know what the heck you're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. And F you, but I'm going to keep doing what I'm saying because mm-hmm. it's worked out for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, because
right?
DP.
People kept highlighting that nonsense. That was my issue. I would love for Nebraska media and Nebraska coaches and Nebraska players and fans to accept the truth about people.
Okay.
There's too much, hey, I got to talk around this. I got to talk around that. I can't really say, here's the real problem. Just say what the problem is. Mm-hmm. Like that helps everybody become better at it and everybody becomes more knowledgeable.
Okay.
That's like, I think everybody's protecting relationships and their space in place. And, you know, I need to have this. No, look, I don't have skin in the game. So, look, I can tell you the truth. I don't know anybody.
Okay.
I don't know anybody anything. And I don't care if I need to be. I don't have to be somebody's best friend.
I want to add. Okay.
I don't have to worry about what circle I'm in. I don't.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line
prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, for me, it's frustrating to watch people in this circle have to dance when there's no music for people who haven't earned it. Just say, dude, don't go to the gym. Like, dude doesn't work out. Just say, I can't be led by a dude who doesn't want to lead. And have stop having fans put those people up on pedestals. And then just go, well, there's a reason why we suck. But we can't say why we suck.
Okay, back to the optic. Now, what do you think about that
optic? But let me give you the optic.
The optic.
I was the poorest player on every team I've ever been on. Mm-hmm. That's Logan Smothers right now. He's looking at a guy, and he's got. Look, I've always looked at people and went, man, I can't go skiing with my teammates. I can't go to the steakhouse and have, you know, 8 people on a tab. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I've got to get in other ways. The optics don't matter.
Okay.
Smothers is, look, he's okay financially, right? His people, he's good. Everything isn't equal. It never was. It never will be. Like, stop expecting people to all be on the same plane. No, give them access. That dude has it. That's Charles Thompson's baby boy. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Just like you, Chuck Foreman's baby boy, you have access that Jake will not have. That don't make you wrong for having access.
No, and it doesn't.
Yeah, and it doesn't.
No, I never say that.
Well, no, but it does.
I never said that.
If I'm Jake Sorensen, and I want to get what Jay Foreman has, I got to get to work.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I'm not casting aspersions on anybody. I love the picture of Casey Thompson.
Look, I've said all along, I've been a big fan of Logan Smothers.
He'll be fine.
Even before he played. That dude will look at that and go, oh.
Taco Tuesday.
Oh. You get in where you get in, right? You get like, listen.
He'll be fine.
I don't have to buy
these
days.
It's not only him. It's. You know, Purdy's on camera. I mean, look, man, at the end of the day, that's all great and all. But and look, this dude has played before. He knows how to do this. When he's walking in there talking to the linemen, he's commanding the respect. He's in the weight room. So, of course.
He was in the huddle.
He's been in a huddle. They've watched him torch teams before. Mm-hmm. So, it's a little different, but it doesn't mean that Logan Smothers should sit back and curl up in a corner because you could have a high ankle sprain and be out, and then next thing you're in there, and then when you don't perform, then you're gonna like I said, the pain of discipline of continuing to work
has got to
be different. Got to be more than the pain of disappointment if you didn't put in the work and think like, oh, those 2 months that I was in my feelings, is it worth it that I went out there in front of 90,000 people and crapped down my leg? Now I am, instead of being say second on the depth chart, now I am looking at the transfer portal. So. It's a good thing. I think the best thing Nebraska could get or do in this offseason is get true organic leadership, not the ones that are kind of fueled by, you know, the guys that like being in front of the cameras and stuff like that. And
put that on.
And that was you know, I think that was part of the problem. That doesn't mean that they aren't good kids.
No, I know.
That from last year,
it's
right?
The world.
It doesn't mean that they aren't good kids. That doesn't mean they weren't individually decent players. But I think a lot of those guys looked at themselves and saw 10s when they were about a 6.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And we all go through that.
You're being really nice with the 6.
Okay. What I'm saying is they were magnifying their personal preferences or whatever you want to call it over the team, mm-hmm. when as you would have still made the same plays, you might have even made more plays if you would have made the plays that are needed to win, mm-hmm. if you did the little things that are needed to win. You saw it in the – there's a report now that the kicker for Buffalo was supposed to squib kick the ball. He didn't get the call. See, these are the little things.
These are the little things.
Hello.
How you lose games. So if you don't have these attention to detail, uh-huh. they don't ever come up when you're beating a Northwestern 56-14, right? You don't say, oh, man, your footwork's bad, right? Everybody's all, you know, hunky-dory about all the other stuff. When you got to really get that third and one in Minnesota, right, and you got to cut the dude off backside, mm-hmm. well, where did that come in? Did it come in the two-a-days, or did it come in that you I know I'm starting, so do I really need to concentrate on it? Or you get what I'm saying?
Of course.
That's how you get beat.
Yeah.
But that's where the organic
shows up.
That's where the organic leadership has to be. You have to be comfortable with holding guys to the fire, because we're not good enough right now to gloss over any detail. I don't care if it's being 5 minutes early for meetings. I don't care if you show up to and it has to be with when we have meetings. Don't come in what you came out of your house. You come in
what?
Football stuff.
The work. Yeah, the work.
You know, like you know what I'm saying? So if you're going to meetings and then work out, it ain't show up, make, you know, the meeting start at 8, you get here at 7:59, then you got to go down and get dressed. No. You get here, get dressed, get your mind right, get focused, then work out.
And you're going to chop it up, and you're going to distract. Yeah. It's all the stuff. Like, come ready. Show up ready.
Come ready.
And be early. Dom Capers.
Right, because I'm going to say, because I would ask
minutes,
you.
If you're 10 minutes early, you're late.
Right.
And if you're not prepared, you're late.
And I would ask you this. If you saved on an average,
yeah,
just say 10 minutes of getting in the locker room, get dressed, kind of jabbing each other before we walk up to meetings through a whole offseason. Say that's equivalent to, I don't know, just say it's equivalent to 12 hours, right? If you just add it up through a whole offseason. I would ask you this. Is that 12 hours that you saved worth going 3-9 or 9-3? And then I would ask everybody. You get what I'm saying?
Because
in order to be good, you have to sacrifice something. Mm-hmm. There is no balance when you want to be good at a sport. For you people out there, there is no balance. I'm sorry to rain on your parade. Ooh. Everybody's like, there is no balance.
Yeah,
there is no balance.
When people say you got to have some balance in your life,
there is no balance.
Right. I'm telling all those people shut up.
You got to be. You got to be.
Tell them all to shut up.
Because it's a way of life, though.
I got you.
It's everything. The balance, that doesn't mean that you don't talk to your family and right. all that, but you're not out doing stuff and just forgetting about what is really, really important to you. Because it even could come down to, like, we could all decide to get together and drink beers and eat food. Well, I'm not going to get plastered. I might have a good time so we can get in just camaraderie, right? Joke of where you from and all that stuff. But I ain't going to get annihilated that I can't work out on Monday. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So there is no true balance, because what you love has to be here, and everything else has to be way, way down here. And the in between is everybody else's balancing. I don't need any balance.
You played how many years in the NFL?
9.
See, it's important to say that, because then when people hear that.
7 good ones and 2 crappy ones.
Well, it's 9's 9, though. 9's 9. And 7's 7.
But you know what I focus on? The last 2 crappy ones. What if?
Yeah.
You know, what if I didn't break my leg in half in the end of the season versus the beginning of the season? That's what I'm thinking about. You know what I mean? Yep. I would have rather blown out my knee and leg in preseason, get the whole season to rehab versus taking all what – I mean –
That's but I said the, but, that, I asked you the, that for credibility purposes.
Right.
7 years in the NFL. I mean,
who's that?
You don't play 7 years in the NFL without
who's
a lot
credibility
of
stuff
for everybody to know where he's coming from. That's what it's for.
The gold was the gold. Like he said, what he said is like, I didn't play 7 years.
No, I know, but
I would say.
But when people
I'm
hear
I'm fully it, impressed by
I get what, you're
what
saying.
He said, right. not because it was. He who said it.
I'm right. saying it like, adds to it.
Yeah.
I'm saying like it adds to it.
But even if you want to dumb me down, I saw it.
I'm saying
had
it adds to
I saw it here and had to learn it. This isn't – look, and here's the thing. Is I consider – everybody's like, oh, what'd you do in the NFL? That's the end game, right? When we talked about Sean Payton, Super Bowl champion, this, and this. But when I showed up on campus, I was soft as Charmin, right? I didn't know what I needed to know, and I didn't know how far and how competitive I needed to be. But there had to be a time in between me thinking about quitting and transferring, walking back to I think I was in Able or whatever
Able?
Dorms.
Able,
you know,
Stable?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Did I had to decide, you know what? I love football enough. I got to figure out a way to make it work. And I have to sacrifice something. Mm-hmm. So I never lifted weights till I got here. I had to get in the weight room. I had to study harder. There comes a time and point that you can't just like what you're doing. You can't just like the sweatsuits and stuff like that. You got to just say, you know what? I like actually winning. I like actually being good. I like being more than anything. Mm-hmm. I want to be respected. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, mm-hmm. So if I run into, you know, Edgerrin James, you know, I got his respect that he knows I was bringing it, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't need to sit up here and say, oh, well, I didn't have a good career because I'm Ray Lewis, right? Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, all this short-term stuff that some of these guys were doing last year on the team, that's great in the short term. Mm-hmm. But when you get old like me, you know, or like, football years old, and you come back on campus, you know, you have that dog sense you can't look me in the eye and know that you ain't gave me everything. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, totally.
Now, we can be cool now. But I already know that we can only be so cool because I know that you ain't give me everything.
Right.
You get what I mean?
But that's why I think you having the Jays and the Christian and Jason Peters and the Vershawns around the programs, Strickland around the basketball program, those guys, it's a different level of accountability to get current Huskers to look that dude in the face because there is a truth that lies between them that doesn't exist anywhere else.
Yeah,
because
you can't fake it. That when you play
like football, they know
you can't. You know who's.
I
fake.
See you, but you're not giving me everything, and I think that's necessary.
Yeah,
Donovan or Dom Raiola used to tell me a lot of the reason he was afraid to fail at Nebraska was because he would have to look dudes in the eye that didn't fail.
Yeah. Right, and then the worst part, of course, Coach McBride was as intimidating as any coach I'm sure that's been coaching everywhere. He could lose it on you. Like in a match, he could be like Jekyll and Hyde on you. He'd just go, but right. And we didn't want to let him down. Right. Mm-hmm. And you could be worried about him yelling at you and all that. The worst fear that you have would be walking into the training table and you're just like the walking with the scarlet letter that you didn't play well. You weren't prepared. You didn't perform. You weren't trusted.
Oh, great interview yesterday.
So that's what
him and Vershawn, if you haven't heard it,
go to
the podcast.
You want that. Yeah. That's good peer pressure. No. That's not the peer pressure where you're taking, you don't need to be hazing them. The hazing that you need is that you want to make sure that you can't, that you got to look me in the eye every single day and we're on the same level regardless of who it is. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I do. Old school is up next for Steve Sipple. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.